And joining us now on this podcast, a very special guest from Washington, D.C., Congressman Jim Gerlach. A very busy week on Capitol Hill where President Barack Obama's bailout package was sent through Congress, and obviously no Republican voted for it. A few Democrats also voted against it. But can you break it down for us right quick why the Republicans are looking at this as a bad idea?
Well, I think the Republicans I've talked to think some of the plan is a good idea, but overall it's a proposal that spends too much money in areas that really are not going to create any jobs or are not going to create any stimulus to the economy. Or if they would create jobs or be stimulative, it'd take another 2 or 3 years for that to happen. So I think most Republicans would rather see more of this stimulus money go to public infrastructure projects, more money for roads, bridges, transit, water, sewer projects, and more tax cuts to our small business owners, because they're the ones that create the most jobs in the United States every year, the small business owners. So give them more tax relief so they can invest it back into their businesses and hire more people. So it's just a fundamental difference of opinion as to what approach is going to work the best. Everybody wants us to do something, and everybody agrees that we should do something. The question is, what's the best approach? What's going to create the most jobs in the shortest period of time?
The public perception now is that, hey, listen, this is supposed to be a time of bipartisanship, and yet the first plan that gets sent through is not even close to being bipartisanship or looking like it's going to be bipartisanship. Does this send a bad sign down that, you know, the Republicans are not going to be, you know, close to the Democrats or vice versa? I mean, what does this say?
Well, first of all, it takes two sides to be bipartisan. If people think the Republicans are just going to do whatever the Democrats want, that's bipartisanship, but the Democrats don't really incorporate Republican ideas or want to talk to Republicans about amendments. That's really not bipartisanship. In fact, the vote on the bill, actually the bipartisan vote, was the Republicans and Democrats that voted against the bill. It was a partisan vote that passed the bill in the House. So I think really what it signals is Republicans are more than willing to work with Democrats to come together on a common bill, but Speaker Pelosi is going to have to then invite that kind of input and not shut out Republican ideas and Republican proposals. I think actually President Obama understands that, and I think he's more willing to work with Senate Republicans and House Republicans, and I think he's made some very, very good overtures, and it's very much appreciated. But in the reality of what happened the other day, Speaker Pelosi was the one that did not allow any Republican participation, and that's certainly not bipartisanship.
For those people out there who look at this and they say the Republicans didn't vote for this Obama plan, that the perception is that they are hoping that he fails. What do you say to that?
Oh, not at all. In fact, I'm very hopeful. I think the simple fact that the president came into our House Republican conference and talked to us and gave us his views on what he's doing and why he's doing it, that's been followed up with a series of meetings with his top advisors, with Republicans. They've made a series of phone calls to various Republican committee chairmen. That's been tremendous, and I think it bodes well, actually, for the rest of this session, that there are going to be more opportunities for Republicans and Democrats to come together on legislative proposals. So, no, actually, I think we have a lot of opportunities for a bipartisan work product. But, again, it takes both sides to be bipartisan, and I'm not sure Speaker Pelosi really understands that yet.
Those people who are looking at this bailout package and even looking at it and doing some research myself, you obviously see where some money is supposed to go to the schools for grants, for college, for, you know, health care and technology and energy. People are also wondering, hey, where's my cut? And you obviously have a better understanding of this bailout package than the average person does. Explain to the people who may listen to this, where is their cut come from? Are they looking at even getting any piece of this bailout?
Again, that's part of the problem, I think, with the current proposal. It's getting into areas of spending that can just be handled in our normal appropriations process each year and aren't going to be expenditures that are going to create jobs in the next few months. So I think it goes far astray from what the essential purpose of this package is, and that's to create jobs, as many jobs as you can right away. And that's why we think more money ought to be going to public infrastructure like roads and bridges and water and sewer, because those jobs improve the quality of life in our communities. They're good paying jobs and they can be done right away. So, you know, the other spending, you know, for various things in education or whatever may be very, very good, but it's not necessarily going to create jobs right now. And this is an emergency economic stimulus bill. And so, therefore, we've got to do what's going to work right away and create the most jobs right away. And we can take care of that other those other activities in the normal appropriations process each year.
You want to put the money in certain areas where you said that it's going to create jobs. But is it a fear that if you put the money in the hands of the voter, of the citizen, that they may not spend it, thus it's not stimulating the economy?
No, I think it's been proven time and time and time again in our nation's history that whenever you allow individuals and small businesses to keep more of their money, they're going to spend it, and they're going to therefore create more economic activity, which improves our economy. So there's no disagreement with President Obama or the Democrats that there ought to be tax cuts. The question is how much in tax cuts should be part of this bill versus other things. I happen to think it ought to be more in tax cuts, particularly for small business owners, because they're the ones that create the jobs, and it ought to be more in public infrastructure spending. The Democrat bill in the House was more in terms of other kinds of spending, and I'm hoping over in the Senate we'll be able to come to some agreement between the two approaches and have a much better bill at the end of the process.
Will this thing get passed to the Senate?
I think it will. It'll pass the Senate. It won't be in the same form as it was in the House, and therefore it's going to be a little different, and then it'll go into what's called a conference committee, and again has an opportunity to be amended and made better, hopefully, and then ultimately that'll come back to the House and Senate again, so hopefully we'll get another shot, another vote on it, and if it's a better bill and does what I think is necessary to improve the economy, I'll support it. If it's just more wasteful spending in areas that really aren't going to create jobs, I'll oppose it. So it just really depends on what it looks like.
Congressman Jim Gerlach, I appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to you again once the bill maybe goes through the Senate and gets revamped a little bit to see your opinion on it again.
That sounds good. I appreciate it.